Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book. Get Out of Your Own Way by Brian Chase is a practical self-help book about self-sabotage, inner criticism, and the difficulty many people face when they know what they want, but repeatedly hesitate, delay, or stop short of completion. Its central premise is that external obstacles are often less decisive than the internal patterns that make ambition feel unsafe or unrealistic. The book positions self-sabotage not as a mysterious personal flaw, but as a learned protective response shaped by fear, comfort zones, negative self-talk, and avoidance of disappointment. Chase writes for readers who feel capable of more but are held back by doubt, inconsistency, and unfinished goals. The purpose is not primarily theoretical psychology, although it draws on familiar psychological concepts, but practical change. It aims to help readers identify self-defeating behaviors, interrupt the inner critic, build more reliable confidence, and replace avoidance with habits that support purposeful action. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, self-sabotage is framed as an internal obstacle rather than a character defect. A central idea in Get Out of Your Own Way is that self-sabotage is not simply laziness, weakness, or lack of desire. This framing is important because it moves the reader away from shame and toward observation. If self-sabotage is viewed only as a moral failure, the likely response is more self-criticism, which reinforces the original problem. Chase instead presents the behavior as something that can be recognized and changed. Common examples include starting projects without finishing them, delaying decisions, avoiding visibility, or retreating when success becomes possible. These actions can protect a person from disappointment, judgment, or uncertainty, but they also preserve the very dissatisfaction the person wants to escape. The practical value of this topic is its diagnostic function. Before confidence or habit change can be effective, readers need a clearer account of how they block themselves and what emotional payoff the blocking provides. Secondly, the inner critic is treated as a repeatable pattern of negative self-talk. The subtitle places strong emphasis on silencing the inner critic, and the book approaches this issue as a major mechanism behind self-sabotage. The inner critic is not presented as a single dramatic event, but as a recurring internal commentary that narrows what a person believes is possible. It may appear as doubt before beginning, harsh judgment after mistakes, or suspicion that improvement will not last. The significance of this focus is that negative self-talk often feels like realism, even when it is only a rehearsed habit of interpretation. Chase encourages readers to notice the difference between useful self-assessment and reflexive self-attack. Constructive assessment identifies a specific problem and leads to adjustment. The inner critic tends to globalize failure and make identity-level claims about capability. This distinction matters because people often abandon goals not because the goals are impossible, but because the internal narration makes effort feel pointless or unsafe. By naming the critic as a pattern, the book gives readers a way to challenge it without pretending that fear has disappeared. Thirdly, comfort zones are analyzed as protective spaces that can quietly restrict growth. Another important theme is the role of the comfort zone. In the book, comfort is not treated as inherently negative. Stability and familiarity can be useful. The problem arises when comfort becomes the main standard for decision-making. A person may choose what is predictable over what is meaningful, not because the predictable path is better, but because it avoids the emotional exposure that comes with change. Chase links this to fear of disappointment and the tendency to stay where identity, expectations, and routines remain familiar. This analysis helps explain why people can sincerely want change while repeatedly choosing behaviors that maintain the status quo. The comfort zone can look reasonable from the inside because it reduces immediate anxiety. However, it often increases long-term frustration by preventing practice, feedback, and gradual competence. The book, therefore, encourages readers to see discomfort as a normal signal of expansion rather than automatic evidence of danger. This is a practical reframing, especially for people who mistake uneasiness for proof that they are not ready. Fourthly, confidence is developed through repeated action rather than positive feeling alone. Get Out of Your Own Way presents confidence as something built through behavior, not merely as an emotional state one must possess before acting. This is a useful corrective to a common self-help misunderstanding. Many readers wait to feel confident before taking meaningful steps, but the book suggests that confidence often follows evidence created by action. Finishing a task, keeping a promise to oneself, or facing a manageable challenge creates a record that can compete with self-doubt. This approach makes confidence less dependent on mood and more dependent on repeatable conduct. It also connects confidence to integrity with oneself. When a person repeatedly abandons commitments, self-trust weakens. When a person completes small commitments, self-trust becomes more credible. The book does not need to claim that confidence eliminates fear. Rather, its practical contribution is to separate confidence from perfection or certainty. Readers are encouraged to create conditions in which confidence can accumulate through consistent choices, especially when the inner critic is still present. Lastly, success habits provide the bridge between insight and lasting behavioral change. The book emphasizes practical strategies and success habits, which gives its message a behavioral foundation. Insight into self-sabotage is valuable, but insight alone rarely changes outcomes unless it is translated into repeated action. Chase appears to position habits as the structure that keeps progress from depending entirely on motivation. This is important because people who struggle with self-sabotage often experience bursts of enthusiasm, followed by avoidance or inconsistency. A habit-based approach reduces the need to renegotiate intention every day. It can include clearer goals, smaller starting points, completion-oriented routines, and deliberate interruption of self-defeating behaviors. The broader implication is that reclaiming control is not one dramatic decision, but a pattern of smaller decisions made reliably enough to reshape identity and expectation. Compared with advice that focuses only on inspiration, this topic gives the book a more applied character. It recognizes that confidence, reduced self-criticism, and forward movement become more durable when supported by routines that make desired behavior easier to repeat. In conclusion, Get Out of Your Own Way is best suited for readers who recognize a gap between aspiration and follow-through. It will be most useful to people who begin projects but struggle to finish, avoid opportunities because of self-doubt, or interpret fear as evidence that they should stop. Its practical benefit lies in helping readers identify the internal mechanisms behind these patterns, self-protection disguised as avoidance, criticism disguised as realism, and comfort disguised as safety. Intellectually, the book offers a clear framework for thinking about self-sabotage without turning it into either a fixed personality flaw or a vague motivational problem. Its position in the self-help category is realistic rather than highly academic. It appears designed for accessible reflection and action, not for clinical depth or specialized psychological research. What helps it stand out is the combined focus on self-sabotage, the inner critic, confidence, and habit formation as connected parts of one cycle. Many confidence books focus mainly on encouragement, while many habit books focus mainly on systems. Chase brings these concerns together around the specific experience of being the obstacle to one's own progress. For readers seeking a direct, action-oriented guide to interrupting self-defeating patterns, the book offers a focused and approachable entry point. If you would like to support Brian Chase, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.